Okay, today is April 7th, 2014. This is the third and probably final interview with Gabe Javier. Again, we are here in his office inside the Red Gym. So, and we're doing this for a Madison LGBTQ Community Oral History Project, and I am Troy Reeves with the UW-Madison Oral History Program. I'm just going to slide over to make sure I get hit on this mic. And all right, Gabe, so today, I don't know how much time this will take us, but I think we want to build out what's gone on campus and try to look at this as a more statewide or maybe even national perspective on LGBTQ issues. So first off, let's backtrack to when you came here. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that long ago, but what did you know of Wisconsin, particularly its the state's attitude towards LGBTQ people?
Yeah, so coming from the University of Michigan and in Michigan, if the state or the where the state where the institution was with regards to where the state was, basically, I mean, we were talking about being in a college town that was very democratic and liberal progressive, and the rest of the state being at least perceived as less so, and so that was born that bears out in lots of different ways. You know, the institution willing and able or to doing domestic partner benefits and the state banning gay marriage, right? So I think that's that wasn't so in that way Michigan and Wisconsin were similar the same. Mm-hmm. When I came here, they just sort of wrapped up or were still recovering from the constitutional ban on gay marriage. And now, sort of present day, you know, we're seeing a lot of states that surround Wisconsin adopting gay marriage or having their constitutional bans overturned. And, you know, those sorts of things, you know, our students may not key into those things, those sort of macro level policy decisions, because they're still very far away from them. Some of them are, but most of them are, rather. But our faculty and staff certainly feel it. And, you know, certainly there have been faculty and staff who have left the institution because of the constitutional ban. Those faculty and staff that are still here, either they question why they're still here, wonder when it will be overturned in Wisconsin. You know, Wisconsin is one of the few states that actually makes it illegal for people to same-sex couples to be married in another state. So finding that ultra restrictive.
So before we go back out then to sort of Wisconsin issues, what did you know, and we may have talked about this in the previous interview or the first interview, what did you know about Madison in terms of its treatment of a relationship with people of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, transgender, so LGBTQ folks? What did you know of Madison's history with that?
I only knew things anecdotally. I didn't know things for real, right? So, the reviews were great. I think, you know, a lot of people talked about Madison is a beautiful place and there's lots of LGBTQ-friendly institutions, particularly for lesbians, that it was very welcoming for lesbians. And it was a bigger city than Ann Arbor because it was the capital, and the capital is very vibrant. So all of those things in its favor.
So now that you've been here for approaching 3 years.
Approaching 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Have the reviews lived up to the actualities?
I think they have and they haven't. I think that they have, but to the whole story. Certainly this is a great place to raise a family. It's a great place. It's a great place if you are white identified and a white identified gay person. So, you know, I think it's I know lots of lesbian couples with children and gay men with children who, like the rest of the families in Madison, really enjoy it and find community here, which I think is great.
Okay.
I would say less so for LGBTQ people of color. You know, I think that there is, you know, I think that the racism is still very prevalent in these aspects. So, and what that looks like, I think, is, you know, spaces for LGBTQ people of color to gather and build community are very rare.
Are there places, though, of LGBTQ people of color here, in, either on campus or in town, for them to build community?
Yeah, so we have a program that we run, the campus center runs with the Multicultural Student Center, called Crossroads, and it's specifically designed to create community and programming at the intersection of sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, and race ethnicity. And I know that there's been initiatives in the community by community members or by UW-affiliated folks in their community role and capacity to create those spaces like potlucks and get-togethers for LGBTQ people of color.
And I think I asked this in terms of places you felt comfortable when you initially got here, but what about currently? Are there places either on campus or in town, in the city, that you feel, places you like going to, places you feel comfortable, places where you see?
I have a great number of friends, and a lot of them are not UW affiliated, or if they are, they're PhD students, and, you know, all we consider sort of our neighborhood watering hole and bar, the Shamrock, you know, which is off the Capitol, but, you know, it's not, you know, I will often sort of look around and say, oh, I'm the only person of color here, you know, and I think that, and I know lots of people of color who say they've done the same thing and just don't want to do it anymore. You know, they say, oh, you know, why would I go out? I'm gonna. And so I think that sort of the sexualized racism then begins to rear its head.
And did you say all you wanted to say about this Crossroads initiative or Crossroads program?
One of the things about Crossroads that I think that is beautiful and it does really well is creating this space at this predominantly white straight institution for LGBTQ people of color. We have a great, a healthy sized community, which is interesting, based on this being predominantly white institution and where it's located. And it's been great to see people connect along those axes of experience. It was certainly not the type of experience that I had coming out and growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to see that.
Mm-hmm. You know, since we have I think we have some time, and I know we said we want to talk about Wisconsin, but I don't think we ever really talked about your coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you want to have. Oh, I want to give you some space to talk about that. So. Obviously you were out by the time you were here.
Yep.
Were you out in Michigan?
I was.
Okay. So when did the coming out experience happen for you?
It's one of those, not one time, but many, right? And I think that coming out to my parents, I sort of came out to my parents when I started my job at the Spectrum Center at UW. And, you know, my parents are immigrants from the Philippines and very Catholic, and they didn't. The reaction that many parents have in terms of what did I do, what did you decide, have you tried not. So, you know, it continues to be a slow thaw, but, you know, I have a brother and a sister-in-law that are very supportive, and, you know, they respect what I do and understand it to be, you know, an actual profession and field. I think that... you know, it is not within the norms of Filipino culture to really talk about sex and sexuality. So, wanting to explain to my parents about my attractions or, you know, it was, you know, I remember asking my parents when I was like 9 or 10 or 11, saying, when are we going to have the sex talk? And my mom saying, well, we sent you to Catholic school. You know, it was very much like outsourcing this. But, and, you know, my faith is really important to me growing up. It's less so now, but I still take comfort in it. I grew up Roman Catholic. Going to Catholic schools all up until I did my master's degree. So I think that with regards to coming out, like, when I was coming out in college, you know, there were no, you know, gay Filipino Catholic guys of size in the media. Like, you didn't see that. There weren't. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard, it still is, for young gay people of color to see models of success in the community. That continues to be a struggle. And, you know, I think forecasting forward, as, you know, you sort of said earlier, I think that's going to continue to be a challenge as, you know, one of the unintentional byproducts of the victories of gay marriage is that people think that gay marriage is going to fix things. That there are many allies out there who feel like gay marriage is the banner sort of cause of LGBT people, but there's so much more, in the same way that desegregation did not solve racism, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. So did you find, I mean, you sort of listed who you were, or who you are, and there was no role models like you,
mm-hmm.
but did you find role models and mentors as you came out, people who provided advice and support?
Yeah, I did. I think that a lot of them were, you know, part of it was student services professionals, like, talking me through what was going on. I think that, you know, even as I started my job at the Spectrum Center in Michigan, I'm not sure that I sort of felt like I didn't know what I was doing still, so there were people in the LGBT movement that helped, that I watched and sort of learned, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've been here in the state now about 7 years, and in that time, high level politically, I've seen, you know, President Obama win this state twice.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've also seen, you know, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who is from the opposite of politically, and then 2 years ago now, Wisconsin elects its first openly, you know, lesbian U.S. senator.
Mm-hmm.
So through my lens, I see that as a state that doesn't yet quite know how to deal with a changing culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you've thought of, you know, just in your 3 years here, you know, what you've seen politically about Wisconsin in general trying to deal with it. In your case, or the case, the lens of trying to deal with an LGBTQ community.
Yeah, I think that it has been, you know, and also not being from Wisconsin, which I think is really interesting, because the friends that I have, the people that I know that are from Wisconsin, are fervently, you know, Wisconsin. Like, they take pride in their state, and almost like a state nationalism, which I don't have. I'm from Missouri. How I speak about Missouri is not the same way that some of my students talk about Wisconsin, you know. And I think that the other thing is that Wisconsin, by and large, have sort of, you know, people of color are all in Milwaukee, right? Or that's the perception, right? And the perception that Madison is the big city. You know, those are challenging for me. And, you know, one thing that I've always said, and I say to people all the time, is that, you know, one of the big differences between Ann Arbor and Madison is that Detroit is only 40 minutes away from Ann Arbor. Milwaukee is 90 minutes away from Madison. And I think that distance makes a difference, because it makes collaboration and makes community connecting with a group of color, the investment makes it a lot easier. The other piece of it is that I think the UW system is large, and UW-Milwaukee is its own independent organization from UW-Madison, even though Madison is the flagship. And I think that that has an effect on Madison, because Madison doesn't really have a stake in Milwaukee, you know, whereas Michigan had a stake in Detroit. So I think that has made a difference, quite a difference. Yeah, I think that, you know, our congressman for this district has been a gay person for a long time. Like, Tammy is really great. You know, I think that, you know, certainly very proud that she's an alum. She's affiliated with UW, and, you know, I've seen her on campus before, and it's all really great. It's hard. What's the personally challenge, though, I think, is when, you know, those are the big things. There are big things being addressed and looked at, but a lot of little things being missed. Mm-hmm. Like LGBT youth homelessness in Milwaukee, or prescription drug benefits for people who are HIV positive. Like, these are things that are so, like, you can't put that in an ad and have it explained to people. You know, mm-hmm. These are small things that have a deep impact.
So, we talked last time, or maybe even the time before, about how you talk with other LGBT campus centers at the mm-hmm. Whatever UW system schools have.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we ever, at least I don't think I ever asked how, let's start sort of locally, how does the LGBT campus center try to partner with or work with Madison
mm-hmm.
LGBT groups, and if so, how do you try to do that?
Certainly one of our strongest community partners is GSAFE, which is GSA for Safe Schools. They're the statewide organization that manages and supports GSAs across Wisconsin. And how we interface with them is several levels. You know, we have deep conversations about a positive pipeline for LGBTQ students of color, getting them involved with their activism and civically in their communities. We offer and encourage our students to participate in GSAFE's mentor program and thinking about how college students or graduate students can sort of be part of that experience. We don't work a whole lot with Outreach, which is the local community organization. We have some limited interaction with FAIR Wisconsin, which is the national PAC political action committee. I think that part of it, what part is challenging is that in some ways, Outreach, you know, in some ways, our campus center, the LGBT campus center, is a stronger community organization than other community organizations, whether it be because of the way we're resourced or how we're able to support different groups. So we run into a bit of a, sometimes, you know, we just don't have the capacity to be a community organization. So sometimes we do have to turn people away or wonder how help funnel them to more appropriate resources, mm-hmm. which can be challenging.
I'm not sure how much more I have. And you talked a little bit about forecasting mm-hmm. in terms of the idea that gay marriage, lots of people think gay marriage will fix things.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is the question. You talk about big things being addressed and little things being missed, and you mentioned a couple of them. What are some of these other little things, or maybe the big things underneath gay marriage that you feel either hasn't been addressed or needs to be addressed?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the big things under gay marriage and also little things that need to be addressed, you know, consistent funding for AIDS service organizations. You know, I think that the mental health of the LGBTQ community is something that that attention is paid in waves, but nothing consistent, especially in the college-age community. I think that there just continues to be a dialogue of acceptance with the communities and families, religious institutions as well, continuing that conversation. and I'm not. It's not saying that gay marriage is not important. I personally don't think I want to get married, but I certainly don't want someone telling me that I can't. You know, I think that as an adult, wanting to enter a social contract with another adult should be within my purview, no matter where I live. So, yeah.
So, are there ways you, either an individual or as the leader of this campus center, try to address or communicate some of these other, again, sort of underneath gay marriage or some of these smaller, not, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say smaller, but issues that don't make, you know, as big headlines as gay marriage?
Yeah, I think that's where we focus most of our programming, really. We don't do a whole lot of gay marriage programming. Part of it is that a lot of the politic for the students who access us and some of the other staff are a very queer politic that who's under which gay marriage is not a priority, which is great, fine, you know. And I think that it's not remiss for opportunities for people to get involved with gay marriage, but, you know, they may not have the opportunity to understand how they can help with LGBT homelessness or with mental health, LGBT mental health. So... we try to offer those alternate experiences that complement conversations around gay marriage. We've certainly had gay marriage programming, but it is not where most of our energy and resources are.
Mm-hmm. Do you see or foresee any big issues, again, either campus or city or statewide, that the LGBT center is going to have to focus on over the next couple of years?
You know, I think that, you know, we're pretty focused right now on and ensuring that we're having a network of inclusive people across campus. There's still a lot of work to do there. Making our sort of the climate match to the policies of the place. One of our main jobs is to help people know what they don't know. Especially with regards to LGBTQ people and their experiences on campus, that will always be there. Considering, you know, each year we get 6,000 new community members, some of which have never had a class with a person of color, or never shared a floor with somebody who's gay. So, I think that we will continue to bump into these emerging issues as cultural change shifts more and more. And, you know, there's students who don't need us. There are students who are perfectly fine and perfectly content and balanced and have supportive friends and family and don't consider their LGBT identity to be a primary central identity of theirs, and they don't need us, and that's fine. You know, I often say that we're not here for everyone. We're here for the people who need us, right? And also, if it does come into focus that that student does need us, we want to make sure that they either feel comfortable enough coming in, or that there's people around that are their support systems that know to bridge that person to here. Mm-hmm. So, because we know that not every LGBTQ person is going to walk through the door, but we want every LGBTQ person to feel like they can.
Okay. And Gabe, do you have any other final thoughts about your few years here, or LGBTQ issues in general?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I think this concludes our oral history.
Great.
So, Gabe, thank you very much for your time. I
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.